Hi, and welcome to the Advent IM podcast, Risk and Business. Today, I'm joined by our managing consultant, Dave Wharton. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Mike.
Now, Dave oversees all of our service delivery, and we thought we'd take an opportunity here to talk about outsourcing and the new service that we've recently launched, Advent IM Outsource. So I suppose we start by talking about what is it?
So we have a number of core services that we deliver as part of the team. Those services obviously relate to the industry we work in, but specifically around the likes of working with central government, doing risk and assurance work, security architecture, 27001, business continuity, i.e. 22301, and you know the various tasks that we do. However, there are some projects that we are not able to resource within the team, so we then call upon our outsourcing service to supplement and provide a quality service to our clients.
So what we've effectively built is a specially curated pool of expert resource, a non-permanent resource that we can place into clients, particularly where the client requirement goes beyond the more sporadic ad hoc consultancy type of work, and where they need maybe an intern or they need a team of people to work on a specific project for a period of time.
Absolutely right. Yes. You know that. I mean, you've nailed it on the head there, Mike. You know, it's those circumstances where also we don't necessarily work full time within a project within the consultancy team. Our services are not designed to be delivered that way, but a lot of our clients will require that for a 3-month basis. Somebody working on site with them Monday to Friday, and it provides us the opportunity to provide that service to our clients, all closely managed by ourselves, of course, and by myself as the managing consultant, but also within my team using our senior and lead consultants for the projects.
And this has come about as a result of us reacting to client needs. You know, it's the clients that have said to us, we already trust you as a consultancy, but we've got this extra demand. Can you provide that extra demand as well?
Yes, no, that is true. So working with we have a long-standing relationship with a central government client, and that's exactly what happens. We'd worked with them a number of years, and we provided our consultants into the organisation to support them on a number of different projects. They'd identified an area where they had a shortcoming in resource. They asked us if we could fill it, and we said yes, but we would have to rely on bringing in contractors, third parties to support that. And they thought, well, we've never considered that before. What does that look like? So we put together a proposal, told them what we were going to do, and they were like, yeah, let's do it. And we were able to bring in, I think it was a team of 8, headed by myself, for a 6-month period. And basically we cleared the security debt that they had acquired over a number of years to get them back on a level footing, simply because they just didn't have the resource to be able to do it themselves.
And this makes us different in what way? So we have the same level of culture and adaptability and same level of skill set that we would have with our own people.
We do, yes, yeah.
And we pre-check those.
We do, yes, no, exactly. You know, we carefully select. We use a number of our partner agencies to identify potential candidates to bring in for this type of work. They're all vetted by myself to make sure they've got an acceptable skill set, and experience and knowledge. And I suppose ultimately they're not going to embarrass Advent IM. You know, in this particular case, the client was happy for me to do the vetting side of things, and it was taken at that. They didn't want to interview or review CVs themselves. They were happy, given our relationship with them, for me to do that, and then internally I managed that team through the project lifecycle.
And that in itself has to have a benefit to the client, because you've got a security specialist interviewing a security specialist. So they've got the surety that we know what we're talking about, so therefore we know when somebody we're interviewing knows what they're talking about.
Exactly right, yes. They have, they had a skill shortage in their own right anyway, so they were wary of bringing in people to start with. Through the relationship and the trust that we'd acquired with them, they realised that they could leave us to it, basically, and that the job would get done, and at the end of the day, that was the priority. The job had to get done.
And that's really important. We get the job done.
Yeah.
Yeah. And obviously, we're not recruitment agents, obviously. And not that there's anything wrong with recruitment agencies, but this goes beyond purely just being a body shop and saying, you know, I've got people, how many people do you need? It's that curatorship. It's the oversight by the managing consultant. Where necessary, it's the project management wraparound. It's the ensuring the quality of the job and ultimately closing the job out to say we have reached a satisfactory conclusion.
Yes, yeah, and again, you know, that's what we did. You know, I managed the team on a day-to-day basis. I reviewed their work. I made sure it was adequate, not adequate, it was more than adequate, but, you know, made sure it was fit for purpose. It achieved the desired outcomes for the particular project they were involved with, and, you know, monitored, you know, even the basics around kind of timesheet management and things like that, to make sure that the client was being invoiced correctly and stuff. So yeah, that project management side of things, again, that you mentioned, you know, the client really appreciated that, you know, and to such an extent is actually they took it and developed it as a model for further engagement with all of their outsourcing requirements.
There you go. Advent IM once again ahead of the pack and forward thinking.
Yep, absolutely right. And again, you know, that wasn't the only project that we're involved with. They had another program, a remediation program, where they needed further support, and they came to us straight away and said, can you do it? And in this instance, you know, we were able to put a team of seven staff in there, headed up by one of our senior consultants, working across a range of different areas, from policy writing to security architecture to solution architecture, you know, again, all with that oversight from within our team.
So there again is an extra benefit that we can ramp up with different skill sets, come in and out of projects with those skill sets. We can scale up where there's a spate condition or an unexpected requirement arises. We can deal with that as well.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that is the beauty of this service, is the fact that, you know, it if they have a requirement, we can there to fulfill it, and they know they can trust us to get on with it, and make sure that the right people are there at the right time, you know, doing the right thing.
And no gaps for holidays.
Typically, yes, yeah. Well, some may take time off, but as a rule, you know, it was an eye opener for me, never having been a contractor. You know, I mean, one individual didn't want to take any time off. He was quite happy doing his 5 days a week, and for the entirety of the project, he did not have any time off.
There you go.
Which was completely alien to me. I thought contractors, I'd work a little while and then I'd have 6 months off and go, you know, sailing around the Mediterranean or something. But not in this case. Yeah,
that's brilliant. So, if you have a need, small or large project, where you need some specially curated, non-permanent resource, then Advent IM are the people to go to. Ultimately, this is about one contact, one contract. We manage the whole life cycle from finding the resource, placing the resource, managing the resource, and completing the workload to a more than adequate standard. So you need us, you know where we are. Reach out to us, and even if you don't have a need now, why not reach out and connect to us on our social media? You can find us across all social media platforms. Thanks very much for listening. I've been Mike Gillespie. I've been joined today by Dave Wharton.
Thanks, Mike.
This is the Advent IM podcast, Risk and Business.